Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The will of a farmer is like no other, forged by the strength of generations past, propelled by the hope of what lies ahead. Unpredictability cannot shake its resolve. It wears a coat of courage and commitment, boots made of love for the land. At BASF, we support you with tools for tomorrow, new chemistries, seed traits, and technologies, because we know the world's future will be fed by the will of a farmer. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, crop marketing specialist at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Kim Anderson, said so far we have harvested about 80% of that world wheat harvest.
Well, we've got about a 29.2 billion bushel world crop being harvested, 1.73 billion here in the United States. We've harvested about 80% of that world wheat crop and the majority of the U.S. wheat crop. Look at when wheat is harvested. Harvest starts in, probably mid to late March in India, Pakistan, North Africa, in that area. By the time we get to June 1, we've harvested 25% of the world's wheat crop. Now, that's mostly importing wheat countries rather than exporting countries. Then you've got big, relatively large harvest in June, July, and August. When we get to September, we've got about 80% of the 2023 crop harvested, and it goes on out, moves to the southern hemisphere. Right now, we got all that we have left. It's spring wheat in the northern hemisphere, and when we'll move to Argentina and Australia and southern Africa, somewhere in late October, and it'll go through October, November, and December.
Anderson said wheat prices lately have not been ideal.
Well, if you look at wheat prices, they've been going in the tank. I think the last couple weeks, the wheat prices have stabilized down around $2.70 in northern Oklahoma. It's about 15 cents lower in the panhandle, 20 cents lower down in southern Oklahoma. If you look at forward contracting, the 2024 wheat crop, somewhere around $6.55. A little higher in the panhandle in this instance, and again, 20 cents lower as you go down to southern Oklahoma.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist at OSU, Dr. Kim Anderson, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, building on a robust first half of 2023, July pork exports continued to outpace those 2022 levels. USDA data showed that July pork exports are at 219,000 metric tons, up 5% from last year, while export value rose 1% to $628.7 million. Exports to the top market, Mexico, continued at a record pace. Market diversification has been the top priority for the U.S. pork industry, and those efforts certainly reflect those results, said Dan Halstrom. He's the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Through the first 7 months of the year, exports were 13% higher than last year's pace at 1.69 million metric tons. Beef exports actually stepped back in July, posting the lowest volume since January. July beef exports totaled 103,167 metric tons, 18% below last year. Beef export value was down 19% to $810.4 million, which is the lowest we've seen since February. Exports posted gains in Mexico, Taiwan, and Canada. You've got farm news on Ron. As a livestock producer, you want to make sure you're always protecting your investments and your bottom line. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, might be for you. Clay Bertram at Ag Risk and Apache tells us more.
The key things about LRP is, number one, you don't have to sell your cattle. Number two, it's not a morbidity policy. And number three, it gives you that peace of mind to sleep at night.
To speak with the folks at Ag Risk Management and Insurance at Apache, call 580-588-5099. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.